Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Tuff Edelman with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to Cutting Up Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Bull Riding Fan Connection Show here on Cutting Up Radio. We have a great show ahead of us tonight. We're going to be doing a wrap-up of the Youth Bull Riders World Finals that happened in Abilene, Texas this last week. We want to first start off with a few of the results from the different events. We're going to give you the top 10, so you can just have that in case you didn't already know who it was. We're going to start with the Mutton Bustin', and the first the champion was McCauty Trammell, and then we're going to go down to 10, which is Clay Gooten, and I apologize if I mispronounce any of these names. I'll do my best. Third would be Devin Miller. Fourth, Tanner Mansur. Fifth, Crash Hernandez-Hevelo. Then Alex Begay III, Trent Harrison, Tawson Yost, Ethan Cart, and Shaylin Gonzalez wrapped up the top 10. And then when we go to CAFs, the world champion was Colton Hevelo. And after that, we had Garrett Gonzalez, Chase Bossett, Caden Bunch, Raydell Randolph, Aaron Randolph, Tucker Tiedenhorst, and I'm sure I got that name wrong, Kaysen Burris, Chastity Rustin, and Cutter Kaylor. That was our top 10 in CAFs. And then we go next to the junior steers. And the champion in the junior steers was Cole Yelverton. And then after that, the next to round off the top 10 was Riley Halster, Regan Hughes, Tristan Fly Begay, Brandon Rhodes, Mason Spain, Boone Eustace, Tanner Nolan, Latrell Long, and Dustin Johnson. And that was your top 10 in the junior steers. In the senior steers, the champion was Cody Rustin. And then to finish up the top 10, Lane Clark, Boudreaux Campbell, Trey Holston, C.J. Sims, Canyon Atkinson, Bailey Sheffield, Jacob Morrow, and Foster McGraw. And I believe Cole Livingston rounded out the top 10, and that is your senior steers. Going to junior bulls, your world champion was Cody Hodges, and then after that, J.T. Moore, Ty Scott, Jake Gowdy, Blake Fishew, Coy Larry, Colt Avent, Colton Beatty, Colton JC, and Lance Daniel. That was your top 10 in the junior bulls. Going on to the open bulls or senior bulls, the champion was Trevor Hudnall. Then the rest finishing up the top 10 was Ryan Neff, Jacob Dunning, Esteban Salcido, Matt Birdwell, Raylando Puente, Brandon Metcalf, Ryder May, Montana McKnight, Dana Ferris. And that was your top 10 in the senior bulls. Now, I want to invite everybody, if you would like to call into the show tonight, and if you would like to congratulate any of the contestants, the winners, if you'd like to comment about your experience, or if we have any of the contestants that would like to call in and share a little bit about what your experience at the World Finals, just give us a call, and that number is 347-637-3485. And then make sure and press 1 so you'll let us know that you want to talk to us. And we are really encouraging you to call in parents, family, friends, contestants, and just give congratulations, encouragement, or share a little bit about your experience while you were at the World Finals this last week. We have a lot of people to thank during the World Finals that did so much for everybody and for the kids there. One of the ones I do want to mention right off are the bullfighters, which are just extremely important. And our bullfighters that were there, we had two different sets. Ones that worked with the younger groups was Brandon Gates, Justin Landrum, Ryan Mullins, and Kenneth Casper. The bullfighters that worked with the older groups was Jake King, Jake Stickler, and Hayden Wilson. And I have to say they did an awesome job, and they worked extremely hard. We did have one of the bullfighters that had an injury, Justin. He got in a save of one of the boys, and I believe it was Junior Sears. I may get wrong on that one, but he had gotten kicked in his mouth and broke the little bone there in his mouth and had some teeth shoved up, but he went to the emergency room, and they pulled the teeth back down, and he came back the next day and kept working. And I talked to him, and he said he was doing pretty good. He got several stitches in his mouth, but he was there working. And, again, another example of being cowboy tough. So we just want to appreciate everything the bullfighters did. They did an awesome job, and it was a long day for them, and they worked extremely hard, and we really appreciate everything that they did for the riders. Now, one of the people that were there, Andy Carter, he did just a lot of work getting all this together, organizing. He did so much. I think it's more than what I can probably say, but we did get an interview with him the first day, and the connection was not the best, but and it's a little staticky behind the back, but I think it's good enough that we'll be able to hear what he had to say. But I would like to play that interview and just let y'all hear a little bit about what he said. And he explains a little bit more about the World Finals and how it works. And so we're going to listen to Andy right now.
Several years ago to be able to bring all the kids together and have a true World Finals for them and find out who the best people rider really is out there.
Okay, now how many years have y'all been doing this?
This is our fifth year. This is our number five.
Okay, why don't you tell me how many contestants do y'all have?
We've got right at 300, just short of that. I think it's like 297 this year, ranging from, you know, the little guys and the mutton busting all the way up to the big boys, the 1900, getting on the big bulls.
Okay, now just a little bit about how does the format work. I know we have 3 days first that we're going to be doing, and then the championship round on Sunday.
That's right. Everybody will get three head this week, and Saturday the top 10 in each age group will advance to the short round and come back to ride for the top Saturday afternoon at 2:00.
Okay, now what kind of prize money do they have involved in this?
There's $25,000 added. By the end of the week, we'll pay out about $70,000 overall to the kids, plus some really great buckets. So it's, you know, when everything's said and done, it's about a little over $100,000 that goes out the door to the kids this week.
Okay, about how many, do you know how many states are here?
We've got kids from about 16 different states. Canada and Mexico here with us this week, so it's well represented.
Wow, now where do the kids come from? How do they get here?
What we do is there's about 24 youth bull ride associations around the country. We invite their top two, their champion, reserve champion from their season last year to come to the YBR to ride. Then we have what we call small court spots. We give those to the kids like in Canada and Mexico where they don't have any organized bull riding, or in parts of the country that maybe they don't have organized youth bull riding. So we get to bring some of those kids in. Might not get an opportunity to do something like that.
Okay, so we'll have the competition today starts at 12, and then the next 2 days it's at 10 o'clock. So three days total. So we'll have today at 12, and got my days wrong here, Thursday.
Thursday at 10, Friday at 10, and then Saturday at 2.
2 o'clock, and then all the champions can get their buckles in. And do you have any particular people that you're looking at that you think will...
You know, it's hard to say when you get to this point. Every one of these kids here are capable of winning this event. You know, they're the best of the best, so it's always a kind of crapshoot to see who wins. I mean, obviously, we've all got our favorites, but, you know, every one of them's got a good shot at it. We bring some of the best stock and some great guys to put together. We've got over 700 head of cattle here this week for this event, so you know, we try to put on the best animal we can if it's their age group and give them a chance to do the option.
Okay, now who are the sponsors of the YBR
Fest?
I think
we'll
let
you
out.
Our title sponsor this year is Invincible and Wrangle, presented by Championship Bull Riding. We've got a lot of great people. WW Livestock helps us out a lot. You know, Local Dreams is not what we would consider a sponsor. We put this event on so that we can try and get back to kind of a youth charity. Roman Green's done a lot of good things for kids, and that's the charity we've chosen the last couple of years to come in. So they're a big part of it. They'll be here. We'll make a trip to the hospital with a bunch of riders, I think Friday afternoon, to see some of the kids here. And, you know, it's a cool deal.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thanks for stopping and talking with us today, and we're looking forward to the rest of the week.
All right. Glad to have you here.
All right. Right, that was Andy Carter, and I apologize for a lot of the background noise. We were right next to the arena, and the tractor started right beside us as we were getting started, and we weren't able to move, but hopefully you were able to hear that okay. The rest of the interviews are much clearer. We try to get away from a lot of the arena noise. There's still a little bit of background noise, but not quite as bad as that one. But we appreciate Andy and everything he did, and the World Finals was just a great event, and it ran really smooth, and a lot of that goes to the hard work that Andy and so many other people did to make that what it was. At this time, I do want to thank someone else, my sponsor, that helped me for my coverage for Bull Riding Fan Connection of the Finals was Brander's Western Wear. And Connie Rose from Brander's just did an awesome job in supporting me and my coverage there, and also gave different some great discounts to the people that came in to shop, and also had a gift card, and I need to find out from her who was the winner of that, if there was one, because I know you had to, after a purchase of $100, you were entered for a $50 gift certificate, so I'll check with her and see if we had any entries for that and how that went. But we want to thank Brander's, and we want to encourage you, if you're in the Abilene area and around there, they are located in the Abilene Mall, and they have just some awesome merchandise there. They have Cruel Girl, Cinch, Say I Won't, and just a lot more, just about everything you can imagine. They have clothes all ages, boys, girls, men, women. So check them out in Abilene Mall. And again, that's Brander's Western Wear, and we want to thank them so much for their sponsorship and support of the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. And I have another great interview that I'm about to play. This is a special interview of father and son. Many of you probably know Cody Custer, and he and his son were there, and I was able to talk to them and get just a little perspective of a father-son in the sport of bull riding. So we're going to listen to their interview right now. Hey, I'm here with father-son, Cody Custer and Brett, and just want to talk to y'all a little bit about your relationship and how, you know, you started bull riding. Of course, your dad was a bull rider, so was he an influence in why you started riding bulls?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, well, when did you decide you wanted to ride bulls?
When I started getting on sheep, like when I was four.
You were how old?
When I was four.
When you were four? Now, was it, did you remember seeing your dad ride, or had he already retired by the time you remember?
I remember a little bit, not much.
A little bit? So has he taught you a lot?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what do you think what's the most important thing you think he's taught you?
Love the Lord.
Love the Lord? Yeah, I would agree with that one. Now, what would you think the most important thing about actually technical riding the bull that he's helped you out with or taught you?
I don't know. Everything, I guess.
Everything?
Yeah.
Okay. And, Cody, what would you say is
to be something that you've tried to teach him and to look at as far as riding, and we'll talk about faith and everything in just a little bit. But as far as riding, what have you tried to teach him?
Well, the whole thing behind bull riding, you got to lay it all on the line, and being halfway in and halfway, you know, halfway in or halfway out is a bad place to be. You got to be wholehearted, and dig to the bottom of yourself. And that's, you know, like I talk to him a lot about, hey, if you don't just have to do this, let's find something else to do, because as dangerous as it is, and I know from experience where, you know, how dangerous it is. So I just want him to keep that perspective. And as far as technical stuff, I know a lot more about riding bulls technically than I did when I was actually doing it, because I was just doing it and didn't have a good understanding of why and what worked and didn't work technically. And now I do. So he's got a lot more structured knowledge of bull riding than I did at 14 years old. So, you know, he's got a real good chance to make it, and it's just an experience thing, keeping him on the right kind of bulls where he can have a dominating experience rather than getting wiped out every time he gets on. So.
Okay, well, just like today, we were just talking about, didn't go quite the way you wanted to, but what does your dad tell you when you have a time where you're kind of down after being bucked off? Give you any advice?
Yeah, whatever I'm doing wrong, he just helps me to correct it.
Okay. Now, when you ride real well, what does he say then? Now, not that you don't ride well all the time, because you're always making the effort, but when you make that 8 and you're feeling all excited?
Good job.
Good job? You do anything to kind of keep your head a little level and not get too much of a big head to where your hat won't fit on anymore?
What?
I'll take you off that one.
Stay humble.
Stay humble.
Okay.
Now, this week, you know, it didn't all go the way you wanted, but you've got a lot big career ahead of you. Are you think that's something you're going to want to continue doing as riding in the future?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So where are you planning on riding? Do you want to ride just the PBR, CBR? Are you going to go rodeos, or what would you like to do?
Probably go to Rancho Rodeos before I start going to PBRs and stuff.
Rancho Rodeos first. Now, do you do any other kind of events, any roping or anything else?
Team rope a little bit.
Team rope a little? Okay. What do you think is the most important thing that, the most important thing or the most fun that you've had or anything that you can think out of since you've been riding that just really sticks out in your mind that, you know, you'd want to share?
Junior high state this year.
Junior high state champion, I guess. No, well, what happened? Well, tell me what happened.
I rode my first bull, but I booked off my second too, but it was just a fun experience.
Well, what was fun about it?
Just hanging out, having fun.
Did you have a lot of friends there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That always makes it better when you have friends, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, your dad, we know, has a really strong faith, and is that something he's instilled in you?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you take that along with you every time you get on the bull?
Yes, ma'am. We pray over everything I get on. I pray for it down in my shoes before I get on.
Okay. Does that kind of help you deal with the downtime when you're kind of down a little bit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you do anything to keep in shape before you ride?
Not really, I just stretch a bunch.
You're already in good shape because you're young, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Doesn't take much yet.
No.
Not until you get older. Okay, well, going to Cody, I did want to ask one thing. It's one thing I've noticed here is a lot of the boys, some his age and around that age seem to be, they don't have good skills getting off the bulls, whether they ride or whatever. There's a lot of them just falling under the bulls and get stepped on a lot. Is that something that you think they're not learning, or?
Well, my opinion, and this is just my opinion, but it's kind of an educated opinion from being around it, is a lot of these kids are just going into it without real good training of what's going to be the best safety-wise. And you know, Brett's had an issue with his dismount, and we kind of got that corrected over just the repetition of, you know, doing things right when you get off. And so, heck, he's gotten off better the last month of his whole riding time. than he did the whole time before, but it's just basically putting some time into it and having somebody that really knows the proper way to you know, anything to do with bull riding, the proper way to train, proper advice to help kids advance to the next level, get better at it.
Well, for other kids that are listening, where is a good way, because a lot of them may not have fathers as
right.
a champion bull rider that can really help them, where's the best place for them to go?
Well, my opinion is, you know, I see a lot of these parents that'll haul their kids to all these events, but they won't take them to bull riding school or somebody that really has had experience. I've tried to put a few schools on where you get three or four students, and then all the rest of the kids in the association those kids go to are just still coming, falling off, and you know, not all of them do, but I think that any parent that their kids can go into something, especially this dangerous, but any sport, you go take them to somebody that's a professional at it that can help them with fundamentals and really get them, set them on course, you know.
Well, now going back to your faith and everything, I know that's real important in your life, and of course you started the what's now Riding High Ministry with the PBR. Can you share a little bit about how that's important to you, and when you know, as far as you know, when you got strong in your faith later on, and then with how you helped along the front?
Yeah. Oh, just basically. 1984, I made a decision to receive Jesus as my Savior, but it was 4 years later when I really made a strong commitment to that. After a good friend of mine, Jeff Crockett, was killed in a bull riding accident, it was a point in my life when, just a monumental place in my life when I decided I wasn't going back, you know. And since then, it's just been going forward and progressing in what I know and what I've experienced, and just knowing that none of what's going on, whether it's the good stuff or the bad stuff, really was an accident. It was a divine plan by God for my life. And I, you know, that's not to say, don't want to say that in an arrogant way. It's just I put myself in a place of submission to Him to hear what He wants, you know, from me. And I never want to try to take the higher ground as I'm better than anybody, because I know that was God's sovereign plan in my life. And the other part of that is I know I got the influence with these younger guys that, you know, that because of what I did in the arena, nothing other than that. I'm just working on staying responsible with it, and you know, so that's. That's kind of, and like Brett, you know, he knows a lot about my faith, and he's experienced a lot in church and stuff, and just like Aaron and Lacey, my other two, that they gotta own it for themselves. It's gotta be theirs. They can't live off of my faith or anybody else's faith. It's gotta be something they own. And so, you know, that's what I talked to him about, and I've released him to be responsible with his faith, and it's not my responsibility in the end, but it is my responsibility as a dad to guide him and direct him, you know, keep him thinking headed the right direction, do what I can do, and then give him some, you know, he's not going to be under my wing forever, so.
Yeah, they grew up real fast.
Yeah, too fast.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you. Brent?
Listening to the interview of Cody and Brett Custer, and father-son there. And we're going to take a quick song break, and then we're going to come back with some more interviews. So don't go away. We'll be coming up shortly with the interviews from all the world champions. So don't go away. And again, if you would like to call into the show, the number is 347-637-3485, and if you would like to talk to us, just press 1, and you can also join us in the chat room if you would like to leave any comments or questions there. Just join us there, and hopefully we'll get some people calling in, and we'll get to talk to some people. So right now we're going to listen to Colby Yates, Same Old Bull.
I've been ride, he'll back up enough to ride. So I entered up in Omaha. The road was good, not much long, easy drive. I walked in to pay my entry fee. Miss Kara said you can't compete till you pay that fine you got in San Antonio. Same old boy, same old rodeo. I paid up and asked her who'd I get. She said they hadn't drew 'em yet, won't be long. So I walked out behind the chute. See how Pistol and the crew were getting along. They started interrupting me. She finally let him off the leash and a bunch of other wore out jokes. Same old boat, same old rodeo. Where the winter bites and the women cry, cause their cowboy just ain't never home. It ain't no lie, it's the only life I know. Same old boat, same old rodeo. They had it hanging on the wall, and I'll be damned. And I thought, what the hell's the chance something like this happening to an honest man? I drew one called Devil's Dream, that sorry hook and SOB that put me out of work 2 months ago. Same old boat, same old road. And the women cry, cause their cowboy just ain't ever home. It ain't no life, but it's the only life I know. Same old boat, same old rodeo. It's the same old boat, same old rodeo.
This is Colby Yates. Make sure you check out my new album, Radamount Renegade, on PBR.com or iTunes.
All right. We want to also thank one of my other sponsors, Ambush Leather. And if you will check them out at AmbushLeather.com and also like them on their Facebook page, they provide leather goods such as riding gloves, chaps, and vests. So check them out on AmbushLeather.com. Okay, we're back with you now, and we would like to, again, I talked earlier about our bullfighters and the awesome job that they did for the youth during the whole event, and they worked extremely hard. They had long, long hours that they were working and running in the arena, and I did talk to one of the bullfighters while we were there, Brandon Gates, so we're going to listen to his interview.
Okay, first you can just tell me your name.
My name is Brandon Gates.
Okay, and your age and where you're from.
I live in Fort Worth and I'm 30.
Okay, and how long have you been fighting bulls?
I've been fighting bulls probably about 12 years now.
Okay, now this is a youth event you're fighting here. Is this what you normally do or where else do you fight bulls at?
Most of the ones I've been doing lately have been the TYBRs in Saginaw. Been most of the youth stuff, yeah. And then some other events around the area.
Okay, now have you done for the any other events, either pro rodeos or other ones, where you're not having just the youth?
Yeah, I've traveled around to some other, some bigger shows, you know, regular rodeos, bull ridings, and some freestyle bullfights. So, just kind of, I guess, the older I started getting, everything kind of started slowing down a little bit. So, but at least I'm still able to get out there and do something.
This is slower. How many hours you're out here running?
Well, as far as the amount of, that's a lot of running. But as far as the amount of rodeos I get per year, it's slowed down a lot. But yeah, this is a marathon.
That's one of the things I was wondering, especially today. I know y'all lost one of the fighters earlier that got hurt. So did y'all have someone else come in and help out?
Yeah, we had a couple other guys that came and helped out when we needed them, but otherwise, just the three of us that were left just worked in a rotation. We just worked in a circle, and everything worked out. We made it through. We survived. So.
Okay. Well, one of the things I've noticed here is obviously you seem to be chasing the steers a lot, which is a lot of running. You've been chasing the steers a lot, which is obviously a lot of running. So what are you, how are you keeping hydrated and going for that long?
I keep water bottles on both sides of the arena, and I'm constantly filling them up. And it's just trying to stay moving. Luckily, it's not real hot here. We're indoors, and, you know, you can feel some air moving from time to time. So that helps a lot being out of the heat. So that heat takes it out of you real fast.
Yeah. The other thing I've noticed, y'all obviously have to put a lot more work in because you're, it seems like almost every other boy, you're having to gravel and take them loose and pull them loose. So how does this kind of compare as far as when you're doing it for this age compared to a pro or bull riding that you're at? Do you have to do anything differently, or is it just, I mean, I know the basic is the same, but obviously with them being younger, do you have to take more precautions?
Well, the younger guys, you got to make sure you really get in there more because they don't really know how to get themselves out of trouble. You know, the older guys and pros, they know how to get themselves out of a bind. So, it makes it easier. And plus, them bulls are bigger and stronger. And a lot of times they'll just throw them out away from them so far that you don't really have to do much. Or even on a hang-up, you know, them bulls are powerful enough to pop their hand out, you know, whenever we get their tail. But these kids are so light, and these smaller animals don't buck quite so hard, so it does make it to where we got to work a little more to get them out. But that's kind of different.
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't think about was you're saying is through the power of the other bulls, when they buck you off, you're off usually flying pretty far. Now a lot of the guys, it seem like they're like you said, you know, they haven't had a lot of training and they're not quite skilled on how to get off. Do you work with any kids or do any kind of camps or anything?
I've fought bulls at a couple of bull riding schools, and that's done them kids a lot of good. But me, I try not to coach them on how to ride bulls because I'm not much of a bull rider myself. If I was, I'd be doing that instead of fighting bulls.
Well, it'd be more, I would think, of getting off and how to work it.
And
I guess, do y'all teach them or tell them what you're looking for or what helps you?
The biggest thing we look for when they get off is just get up and get away from there, you know, because there's a lot of, you know, it makes it safer for them, you know, and better for us. Whatever we go in to save them, and they get up and they get away and they run, you know, instead of just laying there, standing there, looking around. The cowboy contributes a lot to how well, how easy things go and how smooth.
Okay, now you said you got to do freestyle bullfighting too. How often do you do that?
I haven't been to a freestyle in a few years. I always enjoyed going to the bullfights, but I didn't go as often as some of these other guys. I don't know why, I just didn't go. But I always had fun at them. So I still like going out there and getting around them from time to time.
Okay. Now, do you have any sponsors that help you get down the road or anything?
No, I work a regular job, so that you know, all my traveling money comes from that.
Okay, so it's just a part-time hobby?
Yeah, sorts, I guess. I never really considered it like that, but, you know, I always thought more of it than just that.
Well, I know, it's just a joke, but it's a part-time job. It's something we enjoy doing.
Right, I'd definitely rather do this than have my regular job, that's for sure. I love this so much more.
Yeah, well, y'all have done a great job out here, and I know
thank
y'all
you.
Have to be exhausted because I'm tired and I'm not running around in the arena.
I'm wore out.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
All right, that was one of our awesome bullfighters, Brandon Gates. Again, we want to thank him and all the bullfighters for all that they did in protecting all the youth during the World Finals this last week. And we're now going to listen to one of the contestants. He was a contestant in the senior steers, and he also won one of the rounds while he was there. We're going to listen to Boudreaux Campbell.
I have the round two winner of the senior steers, and give us your name.
Boudreaux Campbell.
And how old are you, and where are you from?
I am age 13. I'm from Crockett, Texas.
Okay. Now, how long have you been riding?
I started when I was four on sheep, and I was working my way up to senior steers.
Okay, now, how much did you score yesterday?
80.
Okay, is that your first ride this week so far?
No, ma'am. I am sitting first in the average so far.
Well, awesome. Now, what was your score on the first round?
74.5.
Okay, and you got one more today to make it into the short go tomorrow, but pretty sure you're going to make it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, can you tell me a little bit about where you've ridden before and some of the, maybe some other buckles you've won?
I just go a little bit. My dad put on some rodeos down south, and I've actually gotten really lucky and won this twice before. Won it once in the juniors and once in the seniors, and this is my last year in the seniors. And I end up winning state for 2IBR, and I've been to nationals for junior high, won state at junior high, too.
Wow, so you've done quite a bit.
I got lucky.
You got lucky? Well, maybe a little yuck, but a little bit of talent, too.
Maybe.
Okay, now, you can tell me a little bit about, is that your friend?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, tell me a little bit about how you got started riding.
My dad used to go to the rodeos and Liberty, just Mutt, just watching, and they always did a little sheep riding there, and I always wanted to do it. And one day he entered me, and I liked it, so I just kept going.
Okay, now have you had any injuries?
I broke both my ankles and a wrist once.
All at one time or separate?
No, separate.
Okay, that'd be kind of bad to have it all at one time, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your goals that you want to do as you get older?
I just go to the Built for Tough Series and win it.
Built for Tough Series and win the championship there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now do you have any sponsors that are helping you out?
No, ma'am, just my dad.
Okay, you looking for some?
Maybe.
Maybe?
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice, that's right. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you like about riding. Why do you want to do it?
I just like the adrenaline rush and just love the sport.
Thanks a lot, and congratulations, and good luck today and tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That was Boudreaux Campbell, and he did an awesome job on that interview, and he also had a great World Finals riding the senior steers, and we're looking forward to his future and what we're going to see from him. Now, we're going to take another song break, but when we come back, we're going to go directly to the interviews of the world champions, and we'll be starting with Makati Trammell in Mutton Bustin'. But right now, we're going to listen to Jake Owen, Alone With You. Learn more about Jake Owen by visiting his website at jakeowen.net.
Kiss me when you're drunk. I don't know your friend. Don't know where you've been. Why are you one I want? Don't put your lips up to my mouth and tell me you can't stay. Don't put your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say it doesn't matter, 'cause it's gonna matter to me. I can't be alone with you. Got me out on the edge here. can't stay. Don't keep your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say it doesn't matter, cause it's gonna matter to me. I can't be alone with you. Got me out on the edge every time you call. And I know it would kill me if I fall. I can't be alone with you. Don't put your lips up to my mouth and tell me you can't say. Don't slip your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say you love me cause you know you're gonna love me and leave. I can't be alone with you. Got me out on the edge every time you call. And I know it would kill me if I fall. I can't be. Kiss me when you're drunk. This Jerry Nelson with Nutty Jerry's. Come visit us at Nutty Jerry's in Winnie, Texas, and look at us on NuttyJerry's.com. We're having fun on Cutting Up Radio.
You are listening to Jake Owen, Alone With You. And right now we're going to go directly to our world champion interviews, and we're going to start off with the champion from mutton busting, Makati Trammell. I'm here with Makati Trammell, and he is the world champion in the mutton busting here at the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. And Makati, are you just really excited?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so did you think you were going to win the championship when you started riding this week?
Well, when I was coming here, I got on my sheep and I kind of leaned and I got myself back up and I won.
Wow, well that is really good. Now, how many sheep did you ride? Did you get a score on this week? Do you know?
The first round I had to get a re-ride.
Okay.
Because it came out and it went right back into the chute.
Oh, wow. Now, so did you ride the next sheep that you got?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you ride in the second round?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, did you ride all your sheep? You get a score on every sheep you rode this week?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's really awesome. Now, what was your high score this week? Do you remember?
70?
Okay. Well, that's really good. Now, you said, I talked to you earlier, you said you've been riding for 3 years, right? Okay. Now, do you want to be a pro bull rider when you grow up?
Bronc rider.
A bronc rider. Well, that's pretty cool. Do you have a favorite bronc rider that you watch?
The last time I was three, I was riding and I rode my sheep and then there was bronc riding and I couldn't remember the names, but I like bronc riding.
Okay, it is pretty cool. They got some pretty awesome bronc riders. So do you watch the NFR when it comes on?
Yes, ma'am. And I have a pony. When you get on her double, she'll start bucking. Just like double.
Oh, well, awesome. So you've already got some practice in then. All right. Well, I've got a gift certificate here from professional bull riders Dustin Elliott and Wiley Peterson, and it's for a year membership to their bull riding coaching system. And that will be for a whole year, and they'll help you with all kinds of stuff, okay? So congratulations.
Thank you.
Won the mutton busting, and he was just as sweet as can be and very polite, and we really enjoyed talking to him. And right now we're going to hear from the world champion in the calves, and that was Colton Hevelow. I'm here with Colton Hevelow, and he is the world champion in the calves from the World Riders World Finals. And he is, now we already talked to you earlier this week because you had a round win, but now you're the champion, so how do you feel today?
Good.
Okay, and are you really excited to get that buckle?
Yes.
Okay, you were planning on getting it, right?
Yes.
Okay, now can you tell me about your, did you get a score today?
Yes, I did.
And what was the score?
76 or 78 points.
Okay, was it a pretty hard calf to ride?
No.
No? Was no problem for you?
No.
No? So
So what has been the most exciting thing that you've done since you've been here?
Go swimming in a pool and riding rank cows.
All right. Now, I have a gift certificate for you also from bullridercoach.com. I don't know if you know professional bull riders Justin Elliott and Wiley Peterson. This is a really cool thing. It's for a year membership to their coaching system. So you can go take that. Make sure don't lose that. It's worth over $300 for the year. So take that to your parents. Let them sign you up, and you'll have a free year of coaching from some great pros. All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
Hey, I'm.
Okay, that was Colton Hevelo, and we also have another interview of Colton on my website, bullriderfanconnection.com, along with several other interviews that you can go over there and listen to those. We had several of these boys that also had won a round earlier, so we had talked to some of them earlier in the week. So go over to bullrider.com to hear those interviews and other ones that I have posted there, along with some photo galleries. I did want to mention quickly bullridercoach.com. Wiley Peterson and Dustin Elliott were gracious enough to offer a free year membership to all the world champions at the Youth Bull Riders World Finals to their coaching system, Bull Rider Coach. And they are offering just some wonderful things over there for bull riders of all ages and starting out all the way through your career. So we just would encourage you to check them out and like them on Facebook, Bull Rider Coach, and also on their website, bullridercoach.com. And right now we're going to go ahead and listen to our next world champion, Cole Yelverton. He was the champion of the junior steers.
I'm here with Cole Yelverton, and he is the world champion in the junior steers here at the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. And Cole, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you like real excited?
Yes, ma'am. I'm really excited.
Now, did you think you would be able to win when you first started at the beginning of the week?
Well, yes, ma'am, a little bit. I started off third and second. I figured if I would have had a better bull, I probably would have came in first and won.
Oh, well, that's true. The bull does matter. The luck of the draw, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't.
I know.
Now, tell me a little bit about some of the rides. Can you tell me kind of one of your favorite rides that you had this week?
Well, the last one I had, he came out there jumping real high, and I got off to the side twice. I got back up there and made an 83-pointer, 83
wow.
and a half.
Wow, that was that second to the high score mark of the finals. Well, that's really good. Now, we already talked to you before, so we know a little bit about you, but what do you plan on doing now that you've got this world buckle that you get to wear?
Buy a new truck for my daddy.
You're
going to
buy a new truck for your daddy? That's pretty cool. I think that's awesome. That's pretty nice. Now, this is Mom and Dad here. Okay, well, how about I ask them a few questions? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you tell me a little bit about your son here and kind of how you feel about how he's done this week?
He's done real good this week. He been riding about a year and a half. He's really come around. He got a lot of heart. He got a lot of try. And that's all it takes to be a bull rider.
Well, that's pretty good for just a year and a half, because
yes,
a lot of these start with the mutt and bust and move their way up.
Yes, sir.
So what made you get started riding?
Practicing a lot. One day I was roping, and I said, I want to try getting on one of them, and I did, and I rode them, and I liked it.
Well, that's pretty good now.
Threw the ropes away and started riding bulls.
Okay. And, Mom, do you have anything you want to say?
He done awesome. I'm proud of him.
All right. Well, I have a gift certificate here from Wiley Peterson and Dustin Elliott. It's for your membership to bullridercoach.com, and it's a new system they've put together that will help you from training, videos, media, sponsors, just about anything you can think of. So they're going to help you, and they'll answer questions for you. So go on their website and sign up for that, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, that was Cole Yelverton, the champion in the junior steers. Now we have three more interviews. We're going to hear from the rest of our champions in just a few minutes, but we're going to take one other song break, and we're going to listen to Rodney Atkins. He's mine. You can learn more about Rodney Atkins by visiting his website at rodneyatkins.com.
couple more from up the road. He had him by the collar, said he caught him shooting beer bottles down in a holler and smoking. And I said, is that right? He said they won't speak when spoken to, so which one here belongs to you? And I know one does, cause they all started running to your back 40 when they saw me coming on my gator. I looked him in the eyes and I said, he's mine, that one. Got a wild air sighting and some. It's no surprise what he's done. He's every last bit of my old man's son. And if you knew me then, there'd be no question in your mind. You know he's mine. Yeah, he is. Friday night, football games, living for the speakers to call the name on the back. Number 37, just 145 and 5'11". Maybe. Limelight barely shined on him, but everyone still remembers when he whooped up on that boy way bigger for taking that cheap shot on our little kicker, and they threw him out. Oh man, you should have heard me shout. I yelled, he's mine, that one. Got a wild hair tied and then some. It's no surprise what he's done. He's every last bit of my old man's son. And I'll take the blame and claim him every time. Yeah, man, he's mine and he'll always be the best thing that ever happened to me. You can't turn it off like electricity. I love him unconditionally. I'll take the blame and claim him every time. Yeah, y'all, he's mine. I thank God he's mine. Bless his heart.
Professional bareback rider, you're listening to Cutting Up Radio.
You're listening to Rodney Atkins, he's mine. You can check him out at rodneyatkins.com. Okay, we have a few more interviews before we end the show, and I just want to encourage anyone, if you were wanting to call in and give any congrats to any of the contestants or any comments or thank anyone, you need to do that now. Call in 347-637-3485 and be sure to press 1 to let us know you would like to talk to us. And if you're on the chat room, just go ahead and leave a chat on there, a comment, and we can just read that over the show. So if you'd like to give a shout out to anybody, go ahead and do that now, because we'll be ending the show shortly. Well, right now we're going to go to our next world champion, which is Cody Rustin, and he was the champion in the senior steers. I'm here with Cody Rustin, and he is the world champion in the senior steers here at the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. And Cody, can you tell us a little bit about this week and some of the rides you've had?
The first go round, I got a 71, and I almost fell off, but I made a recovery. And some of the senior steers are pretty tough, and
I agree. I thought the steers were pretty hard here this week. Now, did you get a ride today also in the championship round?
Yes.
What did you score today?
74.
74? Now, are you excited to get that championship buckle?
Yes.
Okay, is this like one of your highlights in your young career of riding?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how old are you and where do you live?
I am 12 years old and I live in White River, Arizona.
Okay. Now, have you done a lot of riding before here, or are you new to riding?
I've done lots of riding.
Okay. Have you done mutton busting all the way up?
Yes.
Do you plan on continuing on to be a pro bull rider?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have what association would you like to ride in?
Maybe PRCA.
do the rodeos. Now, do you do anything else other than ride? Do you ride either horses or do any roping?
I ride horses.
Okay. Now, do you have a lot of family here?
Yes.
A whole bunch?
Yeah.
Were they screaming quite a bit for you this week?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have a gift certificate here for you from Bull Rider Coach, Dustin Elliott and Wiley Peterson. They have this great new coaching system put together, and it's a year of membership to bullridercoach.com. So make sure and sign in to that on their website for that free membership, and you'll get free coaching, videos, all kinds of neat information that they'll help you to be a champion. All right? Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And that was the Senior Steers World Champion, Cody Rustin. And right now we're going to go to the Junior Bulls Champion, and that is Cody Hodges.
Here with Cody Hodges, and he is the world champion of the Junior Bulls at the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. And Cody, tell me how old you are and where you're from.
15 years old in Honey Grove, Texas.
Okay, now how long have you been riding?
Since I was 2.
Okay, did you start with the mutton busting and move your way up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now do you ride or do any other kind of event?
No, ma'am.
No, so just the bulls?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now what's been some of the highlights since you've been riding?
State finals and UPRA.
Okay, and is this your first championship buckle?
Yes, ma'am, for the world finals.
Okay, so this is pretty exciting then, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about some of your rides this week.
The first bull, he just came out real flat and coming around to the left and just spurred him and rode him.
Okay, now what was your highest score this week?
84.
Now, was that the highest mark score of everybody this week?
Yes, ma'am.
Someone behind you is nodding their head yes. That must be Mom.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So tell me, what are your plans going forward from here? What do you plan on doing?
Go to some UPRAs and come back next year.
Okay. Now, do you plan on riding pro when you get old enough?
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you want to ride? What association?
CBR.
CBR. Okay. Do you have any riders that you've kind of looked up to or you've tried to follow their footsteps a little bit in riding?
Jason Bennett and Colby Yates.
So do you have any other family that is here with you?
My grandpa, my aunt.
Okay. Anybody else ride or in rodeo other than you?
My brother.
Your brother? What does he do?
He rides senior bulls.
Okay. Is he here this week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, great. Well, congratulations on your buckle. And I have a gift certificate here from Wally Peterson and Dustin Elliott from Bull Rider Coach. It's a year's membership to their new system they have in coaching, and they have a lot of great information on there to help you out to become a champion.
Yes, ma'am.
Even more than what you are now. So congratulations on that, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, we were listening to Cody Hodges. He was the world champion in the Junior Bulls. And we have our last interview here, which was our Senior Bull champion, and this is Trevor Hudnall.
I'm here with Trevor Hudnall, and he is the world champion of the Youth Bull Riders World Finals in the Senior Bulls. Trevor, tell us how old you are and where you're from.
I'm 17 years old and from Modesto, Texas.
And how long have you been riding bulls?
Since I was 3 years old.
And did you start with mutton busting and move all the way up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so where have you been riding and what have you been doing up to now?
Just everywhere around Texas mostly, little youth rodeo associations, trying to do open ones, coming here, and this is probably the biggest thing I've ever won. Hopefully I'll get even bigger.
Okay, now you're the only one that rode championship rounds today.
Yes,
and why don't you just tell us real quick about your rides this week and the scores?
Well, the first round I got the same bull that I got tonight in the short round, and he walked out and then turned back to the left, and that was a good 75 points to win second in the round. And then the second round I got a good bull, and that was 79 points for third in the round. Yesterday wasn't too good, but today I got the same bull I got first round, and he just stood there for a few seconds, and then he decided that he was going to go to the right, and I hung out to dry, but I decided I wasn't going to go out like that, and I was going to hang on and make the 8 seconds.
Yeah, you really were. Did it surprise you a little bit? Because it looked like he caught you by surprise when he started to.
Oh, he did. He did. I thought he was going to come to the left after a couple of seconds of standing there, but thank God I got it done.
Now, you had a rewrite option, but of course it didn't make sense to take that one.
No, ma'am. I didn't have to ride anyway. But
that's right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, congratulations. And now, what are you planning on doing in the future?
Hopefully, once I turn 18 and some PBRs and PRCAs, hopefully get my name out there, get some sponsors, and get rolling.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I have a certificate from BullRiderCoach.com. Wally Peterson and Dustin Elliott, they are put together this really great system. And I had, so it's a year membership to that, and to go over there to the website and sign in, and they'll have it set up for you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
thank you very much.
You.
Okay, that was Trevor Hudnall, and he was the champion in the Senior Bulls at the World Finals this last week. And that is all of our interviews that we had from that week that I have for the show tonight. But again, I want to encourage you all to go to my website, which is bullriding-fanconnection.com. I have more interviews posted there, and I also have several photo galleries, and I will be posting more photo galleries in the coming days. So check that out. And I also want to encourage you to, if you haven't already, go to my Facebook and like it at Bull Riding Fan Connection. And we also want to encourage you to go to our friends, Cutting Up Radio's Facebook page, and like it and their website, cuttingupradio.com. And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Branders Western Wear, which sponsored me at the World Finals. They're located in the Abilene Mall, so please check them out. They're also on Facebook and on the, they have a website, branders.com. And our sponsor of Bull Rider Fan Connection, Bull Rider Coach, please go like their Facebook page and check out their website, bullridercoach.com. And our other sponsor, Ambush Leather, on Facebook and ambushleather.com. And we thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we just, again, want to thank everyone that had a part in the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. They put on a great event. And like I said, everything went smooth. And I was just so excited to be there and looking forward to be there again next year. So thank you all very much for listening. And we also want you to check out the CBR, championshipbullrider.com, which was a huge sponsor. And I also want to, before I forget, I want to mention Rank Bull Equipment, which is the Invincible Helmet. I want to thank them because they were the title sponsor of the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. And without our sponsors, we can't do what we're doing. And we want to just thank everyone that participated and sponsored the Youth Bull Riders World Finals. And we just encourage you to continue to do that. And we just hope that everybody will go to these sponsors and just give them your business and go to their Facebook pages and websites and show them your support and thank them for all that they do for our sport. And again, you can check out information from the Youth Bull Riders at ybrnow.com. And again, we just thank everybody, and we want to close out the show with Tim McGraw, Better Than I Used to Be. Tim McGraw and his wife Faith Hill have announced that they will be playing in Vegas for the Soul to Soul tour at the Venetian Theater in Las Vegas each weekend beginning December 7th through April 27th. You can purchase tickets by visiting timmcgraw.com. Thank you and good night.
Hey, this is Carl Stressman at the PRCA, and you're listening to the coolest show ever, Cutting Up Radio.
I know how to hold a grudge. I can send a bridge up in smoke. I can't count the people I've let down, the hearts I broke. You ain't gotta dig too deep if you wanna find some dirt on me. But I'm learning who you've been ain't who you gotta be. It's gonna be an uphill climb. Oh, honey, I won't lie. I ain't no angel. I still got a few more dances with the devil. I'm cleaning up my act little by little. I'm getting there. I can finally stand the man in the mirror I see. I ain't as good as I'm gonna get, but I'm better than I used to be. I pinned a lot of demons to the ground. Got a few old habits left, but there's still one or two I might need you to help me get. Standing in the rain so long, it's left me with a little rust. But put some faith in me and someday you'll see there's a diamond under all this dust. I ain't no angel. I still got a few more dances with the devil. I'm cleaning up my act little by little. I'm getting there. I can find few more dances with the devil. But I'm cleaning up my act little by little. I'm getting there. I can finally stand the man in the mirror I see. I ain't as good as I'm gonna get, but I'm better than I used to be.
With Championship Bull Riding. Join us on CBR Mondays every Monday here on Cutting Up Radio.
Well, I said I was gone, but we had a last-minute caller, so we're going to go ahead and take that call real quick from Rayville, Louisiana. Hello, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Are you on the line? Hi. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Cole Johnson. I'm the one who won the junior steer ride.
Well, hi, Cole. It's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Good. I would like to say thank you to my family and friends and all the sponsors who stood behind me. Me, each of them. Helped me this possible. If they wouldn't have stood behind me, this would have never happened. And I would like to thank them for all they did.
Well, Cole, that is just awesome, and I appreciate you calling in, and I know they appreciate you thanking them also. And I agree, without the sponsors and your family and everyone backing you and all the hard work, it couldn't happen. And have you got a good spot for your championship buckle, or are you still wearing it?
Thank you. I really enjoyed the YBRL World Finals. It was enjoyable.
It was enjoyable? Well, good. Well, are you wearing your buckle, or do you have it put up somewhere?
I have it set up somewhere.
Okay. Are you going to wear it some, or just leave it up in a case to look at?
Leave it up in the case for people to look at.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I bet you're going to have a lot more to add to it in the future.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, well, is there anything else you wanted to say?
I'm glad I went. I'm thanking y'all, too. I'm glad y'all had a fun. I'm glad my family had a good time and had fun.
Well, I am too. It was real nice meeting you, and I'm excited to see you and what you do in the future.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll hope to see you next year there, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, good night.
Night.
Okay, that was Cole Yelverton, and he was the champion of the senior steers, and he was just calling in to thank everybody for supporting them, and that he had a great time while he was there. So, again, we would just want to thank everybody that participated in listening to the show tonight and those that worked to make it the finals what it was. So, again, we're just going to say good night to everyone, and God bless, and we hope to see you all next year at the Youth Bull Riders World Finals.
Tom Tuffedum with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to Cutting Up Radio.